Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry. During his ministry, Witness Lee emphasized the experience of Christ as life and the practical oneness of the believers. He was unbending in his conviction that God's goal is the body of Christ. Through his messages, he stressed the importance for us to grow in life and to function as Christians so that the body can build itself up. We're happy to bring you recorded portions from his ministry today, along with some of our own thoughts. And we welcome your comments and questions. You can reach us toll-free at 888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Now let's join today's program. After 40 days and 40 nights with God on Mount Sinai, Moses was instructed on how to begin building the tabernacle, God's dwelling place with man. But twice in Exodus chapter 34 and again in chapter 35, the Lord cautions, even warns Moses and the people not to begin working for him without first enjoying the Sabbath rest. Is this just an oddity of the Old Testament dispensation? Or is this a real and meaningful exhortation for us, God's New Testament believers? We'll explore the real Sabbath rest today, and Ed Marks is with us once again as we begin the final week of the life study of Exodus. Welcome back to the program, Ed. We've missed you. It's been a while since you've been with us.
Well, Chris, I'm really happy to be here. Exodus is really a marvelous book, and the life study of Exodus, I feel, is a real classic. You know, and what we've seen is that the pictures in Exodus really point us to Christ. And, you know, there's that old maxim that a picture is worth a thousand words, and this is really true, especially of the types in Exodus. And really what we see, especially with the tabernacle and everything related to the tabernacle, we really see a picture of God's heart's desire. And what this picture portrays is how we can experience Christ in all his riches so that we can be built up to be the body of Christ for his expression. So this is really quite marvelous, Chris.
Yeah, in this life study of Exodus, Ed, I think we've had this experience so many times. You made the mention of the often used analogy about the picture being worth a thousand words. It seems that this ministry has given us the pictures just to present, and the pictures seem to do most of the speaking, don't they?
Yes, Chris. I believe our listeners are in for a real treat on this broadcast. We'll see a lot of things that will help us to experience Christ in our daily Christian life.
Well, our focus today, Ed, is the Sabbath rest that the Lord instructed Moses about in Exodus chapter 34 and 35. In chapter 34, verse 21, the Lord has inserted the Sabbath in a group of verses that really talk about the feasts. Maybe for an introduction today, you could give us the intrinsic meaning of the Sabbath and why it's fitting to see it in the context of feasting.
Right. Well, Chris, this is very important. And like you pointed out, the Sabbath is mentioned in verse 21 of chapter 34. And then in verses 18 and verse 22, we have the feast mentioned. So this context is very important. And what we need to see from chapter 34, again, the picture here, how we believers need to enjoy Christ following our initial salvation. We've received Christ as our life and our Savior. Now the Lord wants us to enjoy him. He wants us to feast on him. So what we see here is three significant feasts. Number one, we see the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 5, 7 through 8. He tells us believers who have experienced Christ as our Passover. He said, keep the feast. This means that we need to eat Christ as our spiritual food, particularly as our unleavened bread. The fact that it's unleavened in typology means that this is sinless, that Christ is our sinless supply. So we need to eliminate all the leaven in our lives by enjoying Christ as the unleavened bread. Then there's another feast mentioned, Chris, and this is the Feast of Weeks, or the Feast of Pentecost. And what this feast was is where the children of Israel enjoyed the first fruits of their harvest, and they offered these to God for his satisfaction. Well, what this signifies is that we need to enjoy the resurrected Christ as the first fruit in resurrection. Paul speaks of this in 1 Corinthians 15. In resurrection, Christ became the life-giving Spirit, and now we can enjoy all his riches in the Spirit when we call on his name, when we pray, when we get in his word. We can enjoy him as the first fruits. Now, the third feast is the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Ingathering. This was when the children of Israel enjoyed the full harvest in their worship to God. This signifies our rich, full, and ultimate enjoyment of all that Christ is. Now, the significance of this, Chris, is it's through our enjoyment of Christ, when we enjoy the Lord, then he becomes our rest. He becomes our Sabbath. When we experience him, when we enjoy him, what happens in our being is we have perfect peace and full satisfaction. It means we enjoy Christ as our perfect peace and our full satisfaction, and that's the issue of our feasting on him as our spiritual food.
Well, Ed, much now has transpired between God and Moses. You mentioned the tabernacle earlier. Of course, he's been on the mountain with the Lord the second time for 40 days. He's received not only the commandments, now they've been etched in the tablets, and he's also received all of the details and the design of the tabernacle and the priestly garments and service, the tremendous significance to all of these things. But interestingly, it's here that the Lord has inserted this matter of the Sabbath before Moses brings the instructions to the people and they're set to work. Let's look at these verses in chapter 35 before we join Witness Lee. And Moses gathered all the assembly of the children of Israel and said to them, "These are the words which Jehovah has commanded you to do. 6 days' work shall be done, but on the seventh day you shall have a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to Jehovah. Whoever does any work on it shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire in any of your dwellings on the Sabbath day." Strong warning, Brother Ed.
Yes, very strong, and we're going to see the wonderful significance of this as Brother Lee shares.
Let's join Witness Lee right now.
Psalms chapters 35 to the end of 39. It is here that we got the record of the making of the tabernacle with its furniture and the holy garments for the priest. But at the beginning of this section, you have a very, very strange point that seemingly has nothing to do with the making of all these things. That is the point of the Sabbath. At the beginning of this section, concerning the making of the tabernacle, its furniture, and holy garments, it begins with Sabbath. Chapter 35, verse 1, Moses gathered all the congregation of the sons of Israel together and said to them, "These are the words which Jehovah has commanded to do." Verse 2, 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy Sabbath of rest to Jehovah. You rest, but you rest to Jehovah. Whoever does work on the Sabbath shall be put to death. Serious. Not to keep the Sabbath, not to rest with the Lord, or not to rest to the Lord, is a death crime. And this Sabbath was so strict. Verse 3 says, "You shall not kindle a fire in all your dwellings on the Sabbath day." You see, the record concerning the making begins from verse 4. The first three verses seemingly have nothing to do with this making matter. Then you better read 34:21. Before verse 21 and after verse 21 were feasts. So the Sabbath is an insertion into the feast. What does it mean? This means while you are enjoying Christ, simultaneously you rest. In your feasting, in your enjoyment of Christ, there should be Sabbath.
Amen.
This would give us a picture. Not yearly, but daily. Every day we have three feasts.
Amen.
Morning, unleavened bread. We take Jesus as our sin offering, trespass offering, that is, get rid of our labor. Then, one time in the middle of the day, we enjoy Christ in the rich way. Then, at evening, we enjoy Christ to the fullest. In between, it is better to have 15, 20 minutes. Rest with Christ break. I know it is not so easy. You haven't got the habit. You are not used to it. But try a little bit. I'm trying. Every 15, 20 minutes, oh, Lord Jesus, this is your Sabbath. Don't forget Him. Sabbath means what? Sabbath means to rest with the Lord in the remembrance of Him.
Ed, we read the verses at the beginning of chapter 35, and this is a chapter on the actual beginning of construction on the tabernacle. Why does this chapter, Ed, begin with this strong word about the Sabbath?
Well, Chris, we saw earlier in the introductory word to this program that the Sabbath is mentioned related to the feast in chapter 34. But then at the beginning of chapter 35, he mentions the Sabbath again before the children of Israel were to erect the tabernacle. Now, what this means, Chris, is that before the children of Israel worked and served God in building the tabernacle, God wanted them to rest. Now, what's the significance of this? When we look back at the book of Genesis, after God created man on the sixth day, man was the pinnacle of his creation. On the seventh day, God rested from all his works. That seventh day was man's first day. So it's very significant that the first thing man did was to rest with God. So this shows us a divine principle, Chris. Before we can do anything for God, we have to first rest with Him. And we pointed out that we need to receive Christ as grace every day. We need to enjoy Him so that He becomes our perfect peace and our full satisfaction. Then out of that enjoyment, we can be one with Him to build up the body of Christ. And we'll see a practical application of this to come. Before we do anything, we should spend some time with the Lord to pray so that we can touch Him and enjoy Him before we work for Him.
Ed, let's go ahead and begin to look at some of these practical applications of this marvelous principle we've been talking about. Here's Witness Lee once again.
God was going to charge His people to make all the things, tabernacle, the furniture, and all the garments. The first thing that are you going to make? You have to rest. Yeah. This corresponds with the record of Genesis 2. You know, when man came out of the creating hand of God, the first thing was that he rested. The seventh day was the seventh day to the Creator, but it was the first day to the created man. Rest. The first thing you have to rest. Then you can do something for God. Firstly, if you are going to do something for God, you have to rest with God. You have to receive grace, enjoy it, then you do the work. Not you do the work, then you rest, then you enjoy the grace. That is according to the law. According to grace, we enjoy the grace. Then we work. We rest with Him. Then, with the rest, we go to work. You know why many, many times in doing things, I like to pray a little bit. Even daily, I would go out to take a walk. Before taking the walk, I would have a short prayer. Lord, thank you for the peace I'm enjoying. You know I'm going out to take a walk. Lord, grant your blessing upon my walk. If I wouldn't pray this way, I go to work, I don't have the peace. That means what? That means I don't have the rest first with the Lord, then I do the work. To walk is to work. A very good practice. Very good practice. Are you going to write something? To write a letter to your mother, to your parents? Don't do it right away. Rest with the Lord. Just half minutes. The least. Rest. Lord, thank you. Thank you. I can be with you. I'm going to write a letter to my parents. Lord, be with me. I like to rest with you, and I like to write the letter with you. Lord, write the letter with me, Lord. Amen. How about this? Amen. Have you got the principle? Even you are going to dress up yourself, better rest with the Lord first. Amen. This rest will change your way to dress yourself. Amen. I'm pretty sure you will dress yourself according to the image of the Lord. Doing everything with a rest beforehand with the Lord.
Ed, the Sabbath, as we've seen now, was mentioned first in Genesis chapter 2. And as you pointed out, and we heard Witness Lee say, God's Sabbath, the seventh day of creation, was really man's first day. Can you say more about the significance of the Sabbath in relation to the tabernacle that we're looking at?
Again, the Sabbath is very significant. And Chris, what we see, if we can go back to Genesis, we have to go to the principle of first mention. When God created man on the sixth day, Genesis 1:26 said that he created man in his image and he gave man dominion. So this is very critical. After he created this man to express God in his image and to represent God with his dominion, God rested. And man rested with God. Well, what we see from this, Chris, is that when there's a situation where God is expressed through man and where he is represented through man, where man is reigning in his life to represent God, that becomes a Sabbath rest to God and to man. And the tabernacle is a picture of this. The tabernacle is actually God's dwelling place. And in the New Testament, God's dwelling place is the body of Christ. When we enjoy the riches of Christ in our daily life, you know, through our prayer, through enjoying him in the word, through the fellowship that we're having right now on this radio broadcast, those riches get into us and then we become his expression. And we get his supply to represent him and to reign in his divine life. That situation becomes a Sabbath rest to God and a Sabbath rest to us, where we enjoy God as our perfect peace and our full satisfaction. So this shows us more of the significance in the Sabbath in relation to the building of the tabernacle.
Yet in this coming final section today of Witness Lee speaking, we're going to see several very practical ways in which he applies this principle. I think this will be helpful to all of us. Let's join him now.
What is the real significance of Sabbath? You read Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, you could see the real significance of the Sabbath is to remember the Lord as your creator and remember him as your redeemer. That was in the ancient time. To remember the one who created you and who redeemed you. This is to keep the Sabbath. If you are busy every day, every night, busy, 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 going person, such a busy going person, you would forget about the Lord. You would just put him aside. But here is a principle, a spiritual regulation that before doing anything, even before going to the barbershop, before having a haircut, you better rest with the Lord. Remember him. Remember him. Rest with him in remembrance of him as your creator, as your redeemer, now as your savior, as your Lord, master in life. What a wonderful life this would be. In the preceding chapter 34, verse 21, while on the mountain, Moses was charged with the three feasts a year of the Sabbath 52 times a year. Then she came down to charge the people to make the tabernacle and so forth. Surely he wouldn't forget. The first thing, you children of Israel who are going to make the tabernacle and so forth for God, you first, before making, have to rest to him, to remember him as your creator and as your redeemer, to have a time with him. Isn't this meaningful? I do believe this is the real reason that these three verses are written here at the opening of the record of the making of all these holy things.
Ed, let's spend this final time of fellowship looking at the practical applications of the Sabbath rest for us, the New Testament believers. Witness Lee gave a few of his testimonies regarding his own experience. What about us, Ed? How can we apply and experience Christ as our rest and enjoyment, our full satisfaction, as you've been saying?
Well, Chris, I'm really happy that this broadcast ends with a very practical application to further our experience of Christ and our enjoyment of Christ, particularly as our Sabbath rest. The New Testament tells us that Christ dwells in our spirit. 2 Timothy 4:22 says, "The Lord is with our spirit." Now, Christ is in our spirit, with our spirit, as the Sabbath rest. Chris, in Matthew 11:28-29, the Lord tells us, he says, "Come to me, all you who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest." We need to come to the Lord. Even right now, you might feel like you're toiling, you're in your kitchen cooking a meal. I don't know what you're doing right now. You need to say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you. Give me yourself as rest." And then the Lord says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Well, the Lord's yoke in this verse is actually the Father's will. We need to take the Father's will upon us. And he says, "My yoke is easy." That means when we take the Father's will, that becomes something easy, pleasant for us. And the Lord's burden to carry out the Father's will is light. Now, Chris, again, you know, I'm going a little bit further here. Brother Lee applied this. You know, the way that we can enjoy Christ as our Sabbath rest is we need to pray before doing anything. This is to come to the Lord. To come to the Lord practically is, for instance, you and I were about to do this radio broadcast. This is to serve the Lord, to build up his body. But before you and I did anything, we prayed. We came to the Lord. We contacted the Lord. We enjoyed him. He became our rest. Then, out of that enjoyment of him as rest, I believe something is flowing out right now for the building up of his body, typified by the tabernacle. And Chris, I would just like to end with this. You know, George Mueller said something. You know, George Mueller really served the Lord all his life. And he said, "My first duty when I wake up in the morning is to spend some time with the Lord to make my soul happy in the Lord." We need to do this. Before you start today, spend some time with the Lord. Open up your Bible, read a few verses, and read them prayerfully. Even pray over those verses. Contact the Lord as your Sabbath rest, and then the issue of that joyful rest within you will be your service to the Lord to build up his body. Anyway, I'm very thankful, Chris. Before we do anything, before doing all the little things in our life, take a little time to pray and contact the Lord. He will be your Sabbath rest.
Ed, I appreciate your word here and what we've just heard. I have to say, getting ready for this program, I listened to this message the first time a few days ago, and it's been amazing how many times since the Lord has been faithful to bring this word back, undertaking a simple activity, or maybe, as you said, something spiritual, and we just launch out headlong into a project, and the Lord says, "Have you contacted me yet before you touch this matter?" And I have to testify, this word has stopped me. It's also helped me. I think all of our listeners can look forward to this same faithful speaking based on this word today, don't you?
Yes, Chris. We need to honor the Lord by seeking his counsel in everything we do and by contacting him before we do anything and commit what we're about to do to him. Then he becomes our content. He becomes our peace. He becomes our rest.
Thank you, Brother Ed. I really appreciate having you, and we appreciate having you listening to this program, and we'd love to hear from you as well. Our toll-free number is 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. That's 888-543-3788. Please take a moment, give us a call. Any questions that you might have, or your comments, your fellowship, your experience along these matters, or things else that you've been seeing, do call us again. Our toll-free number, 1-888-LIFE-STUDY. For Ed Marks today, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.
Dear Lord, we
You've been listening to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, produced by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee ministered the Word of God for over 7 decades. Many consider these life studies as his seminal work, an exhaustive commentary on the entire Bible from the perspective of the believer's enjoyment and experience of God's divine life in Christ through the Spirit. If you'd like to find more about Witness Lee, these life study messages, or any of the materials provided by Living Stream Ministry, please visit our website, lsm.org. That's lsm.org. You can also email us, radio@lsm.org, or call us toll-free, 1-888-LIFESTUDY. Thanks for listening today.